This is the Beer of the Day podcast.
From Beer of the Day Studios in Pasadena, California, this is the Beer of the Day podcast. I'm Dallas Hulliker. Joining me tonight, Jeff Miller, Hugo Padilla, and tonight we have winter beers from all around the country and from around the world, really, and not your standard winter beers that you might normally find in the grocery store. We went and pulled some a little bit more obscure ones to try from a lot of different styles. We have Fremont from Seattle, Surf Brewery, Ventura, Kern River from Kernville, California, Upslope from Boulder, Colorado. We've got a beer from Japan, from Belgium, from Denver, and from Port Brewing in San Diego. Hey guys, how's it going?
Doing well. Really good. How are you?
Doing good. All right, I'm down here in Southern California visiting Jeff. Hugo came over tonight to try some of these winter beers. And let's get into the first winter beer of the night. We have from Fremont Brewing Company, the Bonfire Ale. This is a 6% beer, Seattle, Washington.
This is one that I brought back. We did a Seattle podcast not too long ago, and I was up there for a weekend, brought back a ton of Seattle beers, including lots of IPAs that we had at the time, and we set aside this one knowing that it made a little bit more sense to wait till it was a little colder. Winter time. We're in December now, so hopefully this is the appropriate time for this beer.
If it's not now, I can't think of any other time it would be more appropriate. So this beer is a kind of a lighter brown color. You can see through it. A lot of beers that we try on the show where they get really dark like this, they become, translucent, don't let any light through. This one lets the light through. It looks a little like Coca-Cola.
I was going to say, some kind of soda. Dr. Pepper, Mr. Pibb, something like that. But it's dark, but it's not dark brown. There's some reddish hues to it. Pretty thin head. Bubbly bit of thin head.
I do get a little bit of a kind of a sugar aroma. Kind of even a Coca-Cola type aroma, a little fizzy.
Wow. Taste, it's a little like smokier than I was expecting. It's called the Bonfire Ale. It's a little bit like a campfire type of beer.
Yeah, I expected it to be much more spicier, but that smoke is very prevalent on the palate there.
It is. So it's a lighter mouthfeel. It's not a super heavy beer, but the smoke really comes through strong.
I think some like wood, maybe some like oak, oak chips type of flavor, hickory, things that I don't normally pick up on in a beer, but I don't know why I say that, but like some wood flavors. It's interesting. This is like a smoky, what kind of beer is this? A pale ale, probably? It doesn't really say, but I guess I'd call it a pale ale. It's 6%, 40 IBUs.
I'd say it's more of a porter. It's a little darker than a pale ale.
Yeah, you're right. It's a porter.
But for sure, the beer is named exactly what it should be called. Bonfire. This tastes like when you're sitting around the campfire and the wind shifts in your direction and then you smell your shirt afterward because all the smoke has infiltrated it. That's this beer.
I actually had this when I was in Seattle. So this is my second time. And I will say that it's way better now. It's, the perfect time of season. Perfect time of the year to try this. It's interesting. I like the flavor a lot.
Kind of makes me crave a steak. I think it'd go good with a good, nice T-bone.
Yeah, I'm in. All right, before we get into the next beer, so I've been down here in LA this weekend. We recorded a podcast last night that will actually air after this one. And we toured some breweries today. Anyone have any beers they wanted to mention that stood out to them?
Yeah. I was going to mention, we went to Claremont Craft Ales, which is one of our favorite LA area breweries, and they make a lot of really, really nice beers. But I had one today that I've never had before. It was actually made for their anniversary party, and it's called Pepper and Peaches. It's an IPA.
Fourth year anniversary.
Correct. It's made with peaches and pink peppercorns, which I can't think of any beer I've ever had in my life that is made with pink peppercorns. It had a really intriguing aroma, and you know, it's just a unique beer. I was pleasantly surprised, you know, like the flavors really work well together. And, you know, it's not a beer that you're going to sit down and drink a six pack of, but the flavor was really nice.
Yeah, it wasn't overly peachy either. There's just a little peach in the aftertaste, a little of that white pepper type of spice to it, and a really interesting and unique beer. Hugo, you have any interesting beers lately?
Oh, yeah, we did have quite a bit on that podcast, and I think the one that I think the one that stood out for me was the Finback Chromoscope. I didn't really think that I would enjoy a strawberry flavor in a beer, but that really stood out, and it was kind of that creamy texture and taste to it. So I thought it was really good and different from anything I've had before.
Yeah. So for sure, tune in next week for the podcast where we try that beer, because a lot of East Coast beers on that show, a lot of these Northeast style IPAs. And I was tired of them by the end of the show, but we covered a lot of ground for sure.
With beers we don't have very often, that style.
Never, yeah. All right, let's get into the next beer. We have from Ventura, California, Surf Brewery Oil Piers. This is a gingerbread spiced porter.
But it's like, you know, for those that are not super familiar with the geography, it's about halfway between L.A. and Santa Barbara, right along the coast. Nice little, you know, nice little city, great weather. And they have several breweries, and this is one of them. This beer, darker than the first one for sure, cannot see through this. It's a very dark brown, almost black, and one of those very tan-colored heads. Thin, but very tan, brown, khaki color.
On the aroma, I get a little cinnamon type of spice.
Yeah, it reminds me of a pumpkin pie almost.
Yeah, I mean, it's a gingerbread porter, so I'm expecting this. You know, when we have winter beers, you know, we tend to think of some nutmeg, some cinnamon, some allspice, these type of holiday spices, and this is going to be probably the one beer that has some very prevalent flavors.
Hugo hit it right on the head on the pumpkin. Like, we do a show of all pumpkin beers. We did one a couple of months ago, and this smells just like your standard pumpkin ale.
It's pretty light bodied, you know, for the color. It looks heavier than it really is. It's a light bodied, easy to drink beer. It's 6.5%. It's tasty. I mean, it's the spice is there, but it's not too much spice. Like, some of these beers are just, it's like too much for me, and this is pretty spot on.
Yeah, I don't think the flavors are overwhelming, and the 6.5% alcohol, I don't even feel it. It's very, very light on the taste, very light on the alcohol. So, easy drinking.
Yeah, I'm getting pumpkin on this one too, though. Like Buffalo Bill's pumpkin ale, I think this is a clone of that. Honestly, it's very similar.
Yeah, and I think the hops are really earthy, and, you know, a good amount of malts. A lot of these beers tonight are going to be pretty malty, and it's well balanced. This is tasty.
Yeah, and as the night goes on, you know, these are the type of beers that you want to drink on a cold night sitting next to the fire, and so they're going to be a little more darker, obviously, a little more roasted malt, and then. But some of them are going to have a little of that holiday festivity. And this certainly has that, where there's a little of those spiciness that you get, you know, you want to have around the holidays.
What I also get in this is maybe like some coconut flavors. And I don't think that, I'm sure there's probably not coconut in the beer, but it has some coconut.
Like a little toasted coconut on there?
A little bit, yeah. Like those candies that have, is it toasted coconut?
Yeah, I think so.
Chocolate with little coconut that's been burned a little bit.
Almond Joy.
Yeah. Yeah, Almond Joy. This tastes like a liquid Almond Joy. I like it.
All right, well, let's switch gears a little bit here. This is one you don't see very often. It's called a winter double IPA. I don't think I've ever had a winter double IPA before. This is from Kern River Brewing Company in Kernville, California. We're moving up to 8% here.
Quickly, because the third beer at 8%, that's a big move here. Some of these beers are going to be pretty strong.
Yeah, and that kind of lets you know what we're getting into.
And you know, Kern River Brewing Company is one of our favorite breweries. And I think they've expanded their distribution recently because we've been seeing a lot more of their beers. You know, maybe 6 months ago, it was impossible to get their beers outside of like a 30-mile radius of Kernville. And now they're popping up at Whole Foods, BevMo, you name it. They must have changed something with their distribution because these beers are, I'm not going to say readily available, but much more available than they used to be.
I think we called over to them, and they just started distribution with Stone. So I think down here in the LA area, we're starting to see a lot more of it because of that move to distribute by Stone.
So this is kind of a copper-colored beer, just a slight bit orange. Another thin head, thin off-white head.
Really nice aroma, though. This smells like an IPA.
Yeah, I don't get too much of those wintry spices in here. It smells more like a regular
double IPA. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no winter quality that I get to this on the aroma.
They make another beer called Shuttle Bunny, which is a white IPA, which we've had. We like it. It's not my favorite Kern River beer, but it's what I would expect from their winter beer. So this will be interesting to try and compare to that.
Very sweet aroma. I can't pick out exactly what smell it is, but I do get a lot of sugar on the aroma.
I'm getting like a creamy texture to it. I don't know if it's maybe just the sequence of the beers that we've had, but I'm getting a little bit of a creamy mouthfeel. Get a little bit of those malts. A little bit sweeter than a regular IPA.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the hops on this, and it's hard to drink a beer like this after having two porters. But the hops are, I don't think it's citrus. Maybe it's a little bit of piney hops, maybe some floral hops. But there's really nothing about this that makes it a winter IPA in my mind. It's good. I like the beer a lot, but I don't know why this is a winter IPA.
Winter would not cross my mind when having a sip of this beer. It's an odd choice for a name. But I do get, I mean, you take a sip and you get like some initial sweetness and a little hoppiness. And then I get a wave of booziness. The 8% really kind of comes through in the aftertaste. And you can get the impression you're drinking a pretty strong beer.
It's well balanced. I mean, it's the hops, like I mentioned, but there's a good amount of malt here. It's kind of your standard West Coast style double IPA, and I like that. It's not too bitter, but there's a little slight bitterness in the finish, which, you know, most people who like IPAs tend to appreciate just a little bit of bitterness, not too much. Some people like a lot of bitterness, but this is fairly easy to drink. I mean, it's a little boozy in the end, but 8%, it's still pretty tame.
Pretty tame for 8%, yeah.
Yeah, the first three that we've tasted, I think this is one that I would definitely order a second one of. So far, so good.
Do you get a little bit of citrus in the finish?
I do.
And I didn't get it at first, but after like three or four sips, I got some citrus. It's not really like, there's some really citrusy IPAs. It's not super citrusy, but I get a little bit of like grapefruit, maybe some lemon.
I definitely get that for sure. This is one that kind of grows on you. The initial sip, I wasn't quite sure what to make of it, but you know, as I've had three, four, five sips, it really has grown on me quite a bit. I just don't understand the winter thing. Why is it called a winter?
It's a great beer, but it tastes a lot like a lot of their other IPAs. It's pretty similar to like Just Outstanding.
All right, well, let's move into the next one. we have from Upslope Brewing Company, Boulder, Colorado. This is their Christmas ale. So Christmas ales, when it's labeled Christmas ale, I think it's going to taste like a Christmas tree combined with holiday spices. Classic examples of the style would be the Anchor, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We have that every year. And that's kind of, I think, the measuring stick that these types of ales are compared to. Color-wise, I don't think you could devise a more Christmas color to a beer. It is quite red.
Like mahogany.
It is. It's a beautiful looking beer.
And pretty clear. A nice head. Foamy. Very white. Big bubbly head. Lots of lacing on the glass, which I appreciate in a beer. It is very red, though. It's almost like it's like a bright red.
It's a very, very strong aroma. I don't know exactly what I'm smelling, but very sharp.
It's not piney, though. It's sweet. It's like candy, sugar, sweet smell with maybe a little nutmeg or something thrown in.
Taste, it's a malty, pretty sweet beer. I mean, this is, when you talk about like a winter warmer, this is a beer that will, it'll warm you up. And it's not light, 8.2%. But I guess if you're spending your winter in Colorado, you know, this is a beer you want on like a cold night.
Sure, but 8.2%, this doesn't taste like 8.2% to me. It's actually really reserved for that high in alcohol content. And I do get a lot of sugar in the beer, and the gingerbread spiciness really comes through, cinnamon type of flavors.
Yeah, I kind of reminds me of like a Scottish ale with like a peppermint cinnamony flavor to it.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's all these flavors. It's peppermint, I think is really nice. Some cinnamon, some nutmeg, some allspice. I mean, when you talk about a beer with not like chili spices, but just like spice to it, this is it. This is a, you know, it's a special release. Limited release. Obviously, they only make this at Christmas time. It's when, like Dallas said, when you think of a Christmas beer, this is it.
It's the epitome of Christmas beer. I don't think you can find another beer that is more Christmas than this.
I think we're getting a little bit heavier in the body too. The first few beers we had were pretty light bodied. Porters tend to be light bodied, in my opinion. This is a little bit heavier, a little more fuller body. I like the mouthfeel. It lingers a little bit. It's got that mouth coating that I think a lot of people look for in a beer. It's just, it's smooth. I mean, this is a sipper. You can't chug this beer by any means, but it's nice.
Christmas in a glass. All right, it's time to take our break. When we come back, we have our strange brew. That fits the category, Christmas beer, strange brew, plus three more winter ales. And we will have those for you when we come back right here on the Beer of the Day podcast. All right, by the time this podcast airs, it's going to be December 21st, which means it's going to be pretty much too late for you to order gifts for Christmas. But that doesn't mean it's too late for you to stop shopping on Amazon through the Beer of the Day website. It works all year long, Christmas or not. All you have to do is go to beeroftheday.com. On the right-hand side, there's a little banner. You click that banner, you do your regular Amazon shopping, and then anything you spend, we get a little kickback from Amazon, and they pay us for your shopping. It does not cost you anything more, but just for an example, this week, somebody came to the site and bought G. Mark Women's Fun Chicken Legs Image Stocking Novelty Socks. Actually, that was Britain. She sent me a picture of her wearing the socks. I don't know if it's actually, you know, if we're supposed to get credit for Britain, who's part of this podcast. But she spent $10 on these damn socks. that look like she's wearing, she has chicken legs. We made 60 cents on that, 6% on that. Pretty good money there. So all this holiday shopping everyone's doing on Beer of the Day is helping us keep the lights on here at Beer of the Day World Headquarters, and helps us buy beer for this podcast. So we really appreciate that. Thanks for shopping on Amazon, and let's get back to the show. All right, it's our Strange Brew segment. Tonight we have from Bayard Brewing Company in Shuzenji, Japan. This is the Jubilation Ale. It says it's brewed with figs and cinnamon. Spoiler alert. 8%. Let's see what we have here. We picked this up at the store. We were at a local bottle shop here in LA, and we saw this one. We were looking for a Christmas beer to have that would fit the Strange Brew category, and here we have it.
Yeah, color wise, it's a reddish brown, copper color. You can't really see through this. Nice, firm, sort of off white, cloudy head. Good lacing. Nice aroma. I mean, it smells
like dark fruit, like raisins or figs, dates.
I get the aroma that you get from like a Belgian beer. It's got that sort of yeasty,
Belgian yeast,
you know, yeast in the aroma. And I like that. I mean, I like a beer that is enticing and makes me want to drink it.
Yeah, it's kind of a Belgian double type of aroma.
And this is our Strange Brew, and we picked this again because it has figs and cinnamon. But when I taste this, if the figs and cinnamon are there, it's pretty subtle. It's, I think, Strange Brew by name, but on the taste, it's not that strange. I mean, this is easy to drink, solid, tasty. Not so much a winter ale, in my opinion, but it's good, but not overwhelming with those flavors by any means.
It's like a Belgian double. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's a classic Belgian double type of flavor. You're right. It doesn't have any special holiday jubilation type of characteristics.
But I like, this is we've been doing this podcast, you know, for a while now. And every year we do like a winter beers or a Christmas ale show. This is the first one we've had from Japan. And we've had some other Japanese beers. And this one is the Jubilation Ale. But it's interesting to have a Jubilation Ale on this show.
It's also interesting to have a brewery from Japan called Bayard Brewing Company. It sounds like, you know, a brewery we would see in San Bernardino.
Or Seattle. But yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we like some Japanese beers. I mean, the Hitachino beers are good. I like this. Hugo, what do you think?
I think it was very enjoyable. I was looking for more of a pronounced fig flavor from this. I really like figs, but it's... All the flavors on this are very subtle. It is very, like you guys said, to piggyback on that, it's a very Belgian double-esque type beer, and it's very smooth, very easy to drink. I enjoy it.
There's some dark fruits. I mean, not just figs, but lots of dark fruits. I mean, if I just had this in a blind taste test, first of all, I would never guess it's from Japan. I would think it's from Belgium, and I would think it's just a classic Belgian double with those sort of strong dark fruit flavors and the Belgian yeast.
Yep. Not that strange.
But strange in name.
Good try, Bayard.
I like it though. This is good. I mean, I can't find anything wrong with this beer.
It's perfect. Let's move into the next one. From Great Divide Brewing Company, Denver, Colorado. It's the Hibernation Ale. This is an English-style old ale. Comes in a 12-ounce can, powder blue.
The can, not the beer.
Yeah, it'd be weird to have a powder blue beer. Haven't had one of those yet.
Finally, some good head. Like, this beer has pretty thick, foamy, off-white head.
The color is very similar to that Upslope Brewing Christmas ale that we had. Very reddish, very clear.
Not as red, though. It's much more brown. It's dark, but you can sort of see through it. It's not black. It's just a sort of dark copper, light brown, sort of mahogany color.
A pretty tame aroma. I get a little maltiness on the aroma, a little cinnamon, a little spice, but not too prevalent.
Wow. First sip, I love it. This is a beer that has excellent flavor, well carbonated. It's a little bit of a powdery mouthfeel. And I think it's malty, a little hoppy, but just super well balanced. I mean, there's no spice. This is not a holiday ale per se, but this is more like, this is kind of a winter warmer, the English style old ale. I love this. This is
There's a little spice to it, but you're right. It's 8.7%. This is as tame as it can get for 8.7%. You take a sip of it and you get the interplay between the malty, roasted malt type of flavors, a little of the hops, and then it transitions into this nice holiday spice cinnamon kind of at the end. So smooth, so well balanced, really well done.
Yeah, that roasted malt is probably my favorite part of this, and that very, very subtle spice to it. Just to remind you that it is a winter ale, but the maltiness has got to be my favorite part of this.
Yeah, and hiding the alcohol, that's my favorite part of it. 8.7 is no joke. I mean, it's tough to have a beer that's that high in alcohol and not have it be boozy at all. This is not boozy. And impressive job.
I think it's got great, like a nutty, caramely
yes.
taste to it.
Like hazelnut? Like some kind of nuttiness. You know, what I was going to say is Great Divide makes some very good beers. And this is in Colorado, in Denver, Colorado. And Colorado is one of the hot spots for craft beer in the U.S. And we've had a lot of their beers. We like their Yeti Imperial Stout. We like their Hercules Double IPA. This is up there. This is one of the best beers I've had. Oh, their Oktoberfest. You guys remember the Haas? It was called Haas. It's like a Marzen style. Oktoberfest was amazing. This is up there. I mean, this is one of the best beers I've ever had from Great Divide, and it's a nice brewery, but this just has really awesome flavor. Six beers in. I like this beer a lot.
Quite good.
Incoming transmission.
You've got mail.
Comments this week. We actually had a lot of comments this week, and we read a lot of those on next week's podcast, so tune in for that. But just today, Rich Nagel wrote on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/thebeerofthedaybeer, and he posted a picture of Belching Beaver's peanut butter milk stout. Just tried Belching Beaver peanut butter stout. Good. How good is that beer?
It's awesome. I mean, you got to love peanut butter. But if you like peanut butter, it's a great beer.
Probably my favorite beer from Belching Beaver.
It is.
I do love peanut butter, so.
It put them on the map.
Yeah, that for sure. And it's one of the best peanut butter stouts there is because it's so peanut butter. Like, I've had a lot of peanut butter stouts where it's just a little touch of peanut butter. That's one of those flavors where you want a substantial amount of the flavor that they're advertising. And they do not disappoint on that one. On the Beer of the Day website, we featured Telltale Tart from Boulevard Brewing Company just a couple days ago on December 14th. Steven with a PH. I have had tart-ier sours than the name would imply, but this was a nice compromise between the beer taste of hops and malts that I believe a lot of sour detractors are missing. And I think he's exactly right. I think Telltale Tart is a gateway beer for people that don't necessarily like sours, but might enjoy them. So there's a lot of reasons why that Telltale Tart is such a good beer, and it's just a solid, solid sour from Boulevard. So if you haven't checked that one out, be sure to do that. We are on Twitter, at Beer of the Day. We are on Instagram, at Beer of the Day site. So be sure to follow us on both of those, and like us on Facebook, and sign up on the website. We feature a Beer of the Day every day, and we'll send it straight to your phone, text message, whatever you want to do. So, beeroftheday.com. All right, let's move into the next beer. We have St. Bernardus Christmas Ale. This is a Belgian Abbey Ale from Watou, Belgium. Is that how you pronounce that, Jeff?
I think so. I mean, Dallas and I went to Belgium last year. We did not go to Watou. But, yeah, I mean, this is a...
We went to Bruges.
Went to Bruges. We had a lot of good Belgian beers. This is not, like I said, a town we went to. But this is a beer that I think is pretty available throughout the U.S. St. Bernardus makes several different beers that we've had in the past. That, you know, not just a Christmas ale, but... It's a common Belgian brewery for U.S. drinkers.
All the ones that I've had from this brewery tend to be pretty boozy, and at 10%, this is right in line with everything that I've had from them.
Color-wise, it's not completely opaque. Some light gets through, but it is a brown-colored beer, half a finger of tan-colored head, and what's amazing about this is that it sticks to the glass in tiny little perfectly symmetrical bubbles. The lacing on this is, it's not super thick, but it is very consistent.
Yeah, the head is very foamy. And when you look at head on a beer, some tend to be foamy, thin, filmy, bubbly. I mean, you name it, but this is foamy, tiny little foamy bubbles. Aroma on this, a little banana, I'm gonna say, and a lot of Belgian beers tend to have a banana type of flavor, but in the aroma. But I like
sweet banana, like maybe like plantain or something.
Yeah,
reminds me of those banana now and laters that I used to have when I was a kid.
On the taste of this, I mean, it's a pretty classic Belgian triple, I would say. It's flavorful. It's fruity. You definitely get some of that Belgian yeast. It's easy to drink. I mean, for 10%, this is... I mean, I could drink this whole bottle myself.
Yes. Highly carbonated. The bubbles really stick to my tongue. I get a lot of effervescent characteristics from this beer.
I think you get a little bit of those winter spices, but they're not overwhelming. It's not, it's more subtle. It's more, it makes it enjoyable for me to drink.
Yeah, it's like banana with a little spice to it in a Belgian triple. I like this a lot. This is a really I mean, I like Belgian triples in general. And, you know, I don't mean to knock this, but I don't know what makes this a Christmas ale. I probably say that with a lot of these winter beers. But it's got the flavor profile of a classic Belgian triple, and I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, the Christmas characteristics are more subtle. I think we fall into this trap where we say, well, I don't know what makes this a Christmas beer. But maybe there's a little something there that's doing it. And then we will critique a beer for being overly Christmas, right?
It's true.
We're like, oh, it's like way over the top, too much spice, too much of the nutmeg, whatever. And so we find a beer where it's subtle, and then we say, well, I don't know why this is Christmas. So it's a very fine line that these breweries have to walk.
Pretty, it's medium bodied, and mouthfeel is good. I mean, Dallas made a very good point about the mouthfeel and the texture of this beer. super drinkable. I mean, it's for 10%, it's easy to drink.
10%, that's a strong beer, and you don't get any booziness on this, which means that the beer is incredibly well done. So good job, St. Bernardus.
I have no idea what point Dallas made, but it was a good point. I can't remember. That was the point of my comment. I don't remember, but it was a good point.
I don't even know what that means. So I guess that means it's time to move into the last beer of the night. We have from Port Brewing in San Diego, California. Now, which one is this, Jeff? Now we have... You bought one recently,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so what we're going to drink tonight on the podcast is the 2015 version. This is one we bought a little over a year ago. It's been well-aged, properly stored. We did buy the most recent one, the 2016, but we decided to save that for a future show. Maybe a year from now, maybe sooner, I don't know. But tonight we're going to drink the 2015 version that has been well aged a little bit. It's very dark in color, almost pitch black, with some red highlights around the edges. Dark brown, black color with a nice like brown khaki colored head.
Dark khaki.
I mean, when you talk about an imperial stout, this is what a solid imperial stout should look like.
Yeah, really, I really like this super dark color with that red tint.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the edges, that red is just, I don't know, it makes me want to drink this.
It looks viscous too. And we've had some viscous beers in our day. And I don't know how, I haven't had a sip yet, but this looks viscous, especially after aging it an extra year.
Is this barrel aged?
You know, I don't think so. It doesn't say that it is. You know, if it was barrel aged, I'm sure they'd put that on the bottle.
I kind of appreciate an imperial stout that's not barrel aged because you get, you know, it'll be stainless steel or whatever. And a lot of bourbon barrel aged stouts take on a lot of flavor of the bourbon, yeah. Right? And so that ends up influencing the beer so much. This is just the beer itself. And, you know, that's a whole different category. So
it's got good flavors. I like that coffee, very nutty flavors to it.
Yeah. Coffee, toffee.
Roasted dark molasses.
Like really dark chocolate too.
Very dark, molasses.
Dark
yeah.
chocolate. Yeah.
Like I feel like I just ate a half of a bar of dark chocolate.
But even it's so dark, it's like it's almost like cooking chocolate.
Yeah.
Or the 85%
cacao, yeah.
Yeah. It's quite dark on the chocolate.
I mean, it's bold.
Not sweet at all.
But it's tons of chocolate flavor in this. Not like a sweet milk chocolate. It's the dark, intense baker's chocolate.
It's not semi-sweet. It is it's pretty bitter chocolate.
Yeah, and this is a beer that you can only drink this time of year. This is not something you can drink in the summertime. This is perhaps why it's been in your fridge for a year. Because you don't open this bottle in July in California. It doesn't fit the weather. But now it's cold, it's rainy, you're trying to stay warm. This is excellent for that purpose.
All right, well, we've had all the beers, 8 beers tonight, and it's time for us to recap the beers we have. Then we'll spin the wheel of beer that I shipped down here from Northern California and figure out who's going to pick the beer of the day first. Jeffrey.
All right, so I'm going to run through the beers that we had tonight. We had from Seattle, Washington, the Fremont Brewing Company Bonfire Ale, then the Surf Brewery Oil Piers Gingerbread Spiced Porter. That's from Ventura, California. Then the Kern River Winter Double IPA. And before the break, we wrapped up with the Upslope Brewing Company Christmas Ale. After the break, we had our strange brew, the Baird Brewing Company Jubilation Ale from Japan. That was the one that was brewed with figs and cinnamon. And then we moved into the Great Divide Brewing Company Hibernation Ale from Denver. And then the St. Bernardus Christmas Ale, the Belgian Abbey Ale from Watu, Belgium. And we wrapped up last beer of the night, Port Brewing 2015 Santa's Little Helper, the Imperial Stout from San Marcos, California.
This is very tough. Well, let's try anyway. Let's spin the wheel of beer, Jeffrey. See who goes first. And it's Jeff going first tonight.
Damn it. You know, I liked all these beers. I like this show, the winter beers, because we tend to have a lot of IPAs on this show. And throughout the year, it's hoppy beers. It's the freshest beer we can get. And this is a nice way to mix it up. I like wintertime. I like the weather. And I like the beers that come with that. We had beers from all over the U.S. And actually two from outside of the U.S., which is not very common on this show. And, you know, the number one beer for me was the Great Divide Hibernation Ale from Denver, Colorado. Yeah, it's an English-style old ale. I really enjoyed the roasted malt flavor. It was super well-balanced. You know, easy to drink at 8.7%. That's the beer, like, when I want a winter, warmer type of beer, I'm going to seek that one out. And lots of good beers tonight, but I really enjoyed the Hibernation Ale the most.
I have to choose that one. It was just that right balance of those dark roasted malt flavors and just a touch of the holiday type of spices. Not over the top. So drinkable. 8.7%. You can't even imagine it. It's 8.7%. You told me 6%. I would have been like, all right, 6%, 8.7, no way. So that's my beer as well. Great Divide.
I think what really sucks is I really enjoyed that Kern River Brewing Company. I thought it's a very delicious IPA, but nothing about that beer made me think winter. So I want to say I really enjoyed it, but I don't think it's my favorite winter ale just because I don't see the winter spices. So, like you said, I feel bad that I'm faulting them for not being wintry enough. But no. I think it's going to be unanimous
today.
It's
their own fault.
It's definitely going to be unanimous because I'm going to pick Great Divide as well. That roasted malt, that nutty caramel, just a great winter ale.
No doubt about it.
The fire is slowly dying. And my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
All right, that's going to close out our Winter Beers show. We thank you for tuning in. And I remind you to check out our website, beerofthedaytoday.com. Hope everybody that listens to this show and enjoys the Beer of the Day podcast has a happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We will see you in the new year. For Jeff Miller, Hugo Padilla, I'm Dallas Helliker. This has been the Beer of the Day podcast.